Brent Venables secures a top 10 running back for his 2023 recruiting class. Cue that intro. All right, guys, in today's video, we're talking about Brent Venables and his Oklahoma staff securing a top 10 running back, and I'm talking about four-star running back Dalen Smothers. I have made a previous video on him thinking he would come to Oklahoma as he was crystal ball to go there, but in today's video, I'm also going to be covering his measurables, once again going over his traits and giving you a little bit of his 2011 stats and go over the Oklahoma recruiting class as it stands right now. So let's go ahead and jump into Dalen Smothers. So he is a four-star running back. Like I said, he's considered the number 9th running back overall in the 2023 recruiting class, 218th overall recruit. With that being said, he is playing out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He stands at 5'11" and 182 pounds. Guys, I've been saying this over and over again, and a lot of people are going to be wondering, well, wow, North Carolina to Oklahoma. Once again, it comes back down to Brent Venables, and it seems like half of the staff coming from Clemson and that East Coast, still having those connections in the recruiting world, obviously will play a huge role moving forward for this Oklahoma staff. Now, as it sits, he was recruited by DeMarco Murray and Brent Venables. No surprise there. It seems like every single time DeMarco Murray is involved with a recruit, it's a running back. It's pretty much a lockdown at that point. He's doing a great job for that staff. And obviously, Brent Venables getting involved because him being on the East Coast at Clemson. So what did he do in his 2021 season? He only ran for 1,700 yards and 30 touchdowns at one of the top programs in North Carolina. Yeah. He's definitely the real deal here. All right, now let's get into his traits. He's a very well-rounded running back, has great vision, has great burst and acceleration through the holes and gaps, great hands at catching out of the backfield, good cutback ability, and very physical and fights for every yard. And once again, Brent Venables is going to have his style of recruits that have a certain look to them, right? Or have certain features, certain traits and stuff like that. Every coach has that. With Brent Venables, we know what it is on the defense. He wants hard-nosed, physical guys. Well, what do you think he's going to want on the offense with Jeff Lebby? The same thing at the running back position, as Jeff Lebby does run a power running scheme. So with that being said, they need to be physical, right? They need to grind for every single yard. And yeah, he definitely fits the mold when it comes to this. When you go watch his film, he's going to pop off the film right away. But when you look at Dalen Smothers, what you're looking at is a very consistent and great running back, right? He can do everything really well. He's not afraid to block. He's not afraid of contact. He'll get physical. He'll fight for every yard, right? He'll catch the football out of the backfield. He'll catch in traffic. He will do whatever you ask him to do to the best of his ability. And that's one thing I think that raises his stature in this class up to number 9 is that he just does everything really, really well. So with that being said, how does he fit into this recruiting class? Well, let me bring up the Oklahoma recruiting class as of right now. They are number 11th in the country with this addition. Obviously, they're going to jump into the top 10. How far, I don't know, but I can only imagine it will be at least 10th, if not higher. So, now with that being said, he is the second running back in this class behind Khalib Hicks. Khalib Hicks is the 24th best running back in the class, a 367th player nationally. So he's definitely going to take that step above Khalib Hicks. Now, nothing against Khalib or any of these other guys that come in here. Like, rankings and stars mean nothing when it comes down to it. When these guys step on the practice field during spring and camps and all this stuff, that stuff no longer matters. You know, Khalib could end up being the better running back. But when you're talking about bringing Dalen Smothers in, he's going to add to this class along with Khalib Hicks. Because what does Khalib Hicks have as traits? This same thing, physical runner, right? He's a grinder. That's what you want, especially in this Jeff Lebby offense. But either way, looks like Oklahoma will move into the top 10. Once again, I keep saying over and over again, watch out for this Brent Venables staff when it comes to recruiting, because they get some really good guys on there. You know, you look at DeMarco Moore, you look at Brent Venables, Todd Bates, you know, Roof, all these guys, they're doing an excellent job on the recruiting trail so far. Whether or not it's going to, you know, translate to the field, I don't know. I'm not going to make that assumption just yet. But I do know this, when you look at these, you know, first-year head coaches, they're doing an excellent job. When you're talking about Marcus Freeman, you're talking about Brent Venables, and then just the moveovers, right, from Oregon to Miami, you're talking about Mario Cristobal and the recruiting job he's doing. Brian Kelly at LSU. I mean, Josh Heupel in his second year at Tennessee. I get it. He's not a first-year guy. But, you know, you got some great recruiting from young coaches going on right now. And it makes football, it makes college football and recruiting really exciting, right? There's parity in college football for possibly 2 straight years. I'm really excited. So other than that, guys, hopefully you enjoyed today's video. If you did, make sure you give it a thumbs up. Make sure to leave in the comments below on what you think about Dalen Smothers. And make sure if you haven't already, to hit that subscribe button below if you like watching videos like this pertaining to college football recruiting and more. Other than that, you guys have a good day.
Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. Hustle hard, hustle every single day.